Wisconsin's second wolf hunt reaches a turning point Monday, December 2nd. Licensed hunters can now use up to 6 dogs to help track wolves. Wisconsin is the only state to allow the practice. We explore the rules some people celebrate and others take to court. Lucas Withrow started hunting with his dad years ago. Hunting with dogs runs deep in their family tradition. Today, Withrow raises and trains more than a dozen dogs on his property in Broadhead.
I have a kennel of 15 hounds. I have 3 or 4 coyote dogs that I use on coyotes. That's all I run them on. And the rest are pretty much a mix of bear and coon hound.
Hunting bear is Withrow's passion. 8 years ago, he joined the Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association and now represents the group on the DNR's Wolf Advisory Committee. Withrow says dogs will serve a valuable function in helping manage the state's wolf population.
The function would be to make sure that we use and utilize all opportunities to harvest the quotas that we are responsible for harvesting to help keep the population stable and healthy.
Plus,
it's something else that we can, you know, enjoy with our dogs.
Withrow rebuts criticism that the practice subjects dogs to potential violent injury or death.
From my perspective, I would tell you that a dog introduced into the woods with the intention of chasing a wolf, you know, that's part of the responsibility of assuming the hunt. You know what I'm saying? When you assume the responsibility for pursuing a wolf, you assume the responsibility for what can happen.
Allowing dogs to get torn up by wolves for the enjoyment of their owners seeking to pursue wolves in this fashion violates animal cruelty law.
Jody Habish-Sinikin is a Milwaukee attorney. She represents a collection of humane societies, conservation groups, and what she calls mainstream hunters. It took the issue to court. Sinikin argued that the DNR failed to write rules to protect hounds used in hunting wolves.
We were successful.
At least during Wisconsin's inaugural wolf hunt in 2012, a judge issued an injunction against the use of dogs. The lawsuit now rests in the hands of the State Court of Appeals. Sinikin has been awaiting a decision for weeks.
Without intervention by the Court of Appeals, starting December 2nd, dogs will be used by their owners with the known risks of what transpires when dogs who are unleashed and unprotected and at significant distances from their handlers encroach on wolf territory. And what happens, as we know from 25 years of depredation payments, is that dogs are maimed and killed by wolves.
For those years, hunting wolves was illegal in Wisconsin because their numbers were scarce. During that time, if a wolf killed a dog, the state reimbursed the owner. Now that wolves have shifted to hunt and trap status, the state will not compensate hunters if their hounds are killed during the chase. The season will end on February 28th, or when hunters take the state quota of 251. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.